Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. I'm Sherry Williams, a writer and reporter in Washington, D.C. During rush hour, you may hear my voice on the airwaves guiding you home. Here, I have joined forces with the Council of the Better Business Bureau to guide you with your consumer needs as we discover and talk through the dynamics of being a consumer in today's marketplace. On today's show, we are talking to Brian Costanzo. Did I say that correctly?
You did. Thank you.
Okay, I've been practicing. All right, so I'm honored to be in front of this guy because he is so knowledgeable. First, he's the president and CEO of the Society of Consumer Affairs Professionals, which is called SOCAP, correct?
That's correct.
And also, formerly, you were the senior vice president of business development at the Entrepreneurs Organization as well.
Yes, I was.
And so please tell me, you have like more 25 years of experience in the hospitality industry?
Yes. It's been a wonderful journey through hospitality and consumer care.
And we're talking big names, people, like Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, Starwood Hotels, the Hotel Group. I mean, I'm impressed. I hope you guys are impressed, too.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, so I really want to get down into what you do as far as being a digital consumer care expert. Now, please elaborate. Tell us what is it that you do?
Absolutely. So as the president and CEO, I'm fortunate to be the custodian of a brand that's been around since 1973. Actually, the Better Business Bureau was one of the founding fathers, if you would, of SOCAP International back in 73. So we're the original consumer care society. And for 43 years, we have been getting professionals together to share best practices, help governments better understand the consumer care area and how companies can improve so you as a consumer or any of the consumers listening have an amazing experience. So our members, 2,500 members who represent some big brands in the field, have contact centers, consumer care departments, and through the customer service representatives, of which we believe we have over 500,000, they are creating billions of customer service experiences positively on a daily, weekly, monthly, and annual basis. And it's the goal to look at the scores to increase the satisfaction of the individuals on the consumer side. So my job is to work with the team to be able to provide value to our members and really have them share best-in-class service with each other so they can improve and make sure you as the consumer get a better experience.
Now, taking a couple steps back, when we say digital consumer care, what does that term mean?
Absolutely. So you're holding a smartphone, which is currently turned off. We obviously don't want it vibrating or ringing here like mine. So you have a cell phone, whether you have an iPad or whether you're on your computer. It's really about how you're engaging digitally with a brand. So those are some of the conduits by which digital is representative. It's not the phone method, which is something that's still very common in the industry, or in person. It would be using a device to get a hold of a company to help with your customer service inquiry.
Okay, so say, for example, I'm a listener, a mom of three. Why should that mother of three care about consumer care, digital consumer care?
Absolutely. Well, if you're anything like my household, a mother of three would appreciate the different formats to communicate to a brand. As I or my wife cooking dinner for our kids do, trying to be on the phone with a brand to get something fixed or to order something is very challenging. So having the ability to chat with someone, having the ability to text as well, and be able to go to the website, whether it's self-serve or looking at an email to correspond with the brand while I'm cooking dinner and engaging with my kids and having them do their homework, is a great way to engage digitally. So it's the convenience for you as a consumer, whether you're at work and you've got 5 minutes for a break and you can order that next best thing on Amazon or another favorite shopping center.
And so that ties into my next question. How is it important today? And so you're saying that it gives the consumer a voice.
It gives them a voice. It gives them convenience. 80% of consumers are using a mobile or web to make purchasing decisions, right? So they're visiting the stores less and less and doing that online. You don't have to leave your house to order something or to fix something that may not have gone the way you would have liked it. 65% of social media users go digital when seeking consumer ratings. So they obviously look at your brand before they purchase. Many sites like Yelp and others that do that. 62% do for consumer reviews and half routinely visit company websites. Those are stats from McKinsey.
Okay, going back to that mom of three, have you seen a big difference as far as people like that mom of three compared to years ago and now?
Absolutely. Moms of three, grandparents of those three kids as well have engaged digitally. And we've seen a huge increase in digital devices in all segments of the population, from Gen Y all the way up to folks as far as grandparents. So you're seeing that transition where you've got, what is it, 100? I have a stat here, one moment. 313 million monthly active users on Twitter and 1.7 billion monthly active users on Facebook. So that mother of three would most likely now be on one of those social media or devices, because that's the way business is conducted and almost expected in this day and age.
You're saying that it's influenced because of all the digital gadgets we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question.
In what ways is SoCap helping its member companies to understand digital consumer care issues?
So we have a lot of ways. Peer-to-peer sharing. We're talking right now one-on-one. So we've got a robust community that meets locally through our chapters. We've got webinars. We just did one actually yesterday talking a bit about benchmarking in the area. We have a wonderful event in Orlando, Florida, coming up on the 23rd through the 26th, where it's all about digital consumer care. And we've got some impactful speakers coming from Gallup Organization, J.D. Powers, and McKinsey to share what the latest in digital consumer care and other thought leaders. We've got amazing business partners that support SoCap and brands as well, who collectively get together and share with us what they're doing so we could be cutting edge. SoCap is not about keeping things normal and steady. It's about pushing the limits and finding the next best thing in consumer care so you could stay ahead of it. And with consumer care, it's become that transformational department within an organization that CEOs are relying on, because you hear the consumer voice. The consumer voice is driving it. So you as a consumer have a lot of power in your hands with your iPhone, with your Android phone, to be able to influence the way that brands respond to you. Digitally has become the norm. So whether it's text or chat or email, like I said, or social, you're influencing the way that businesses are organized.
I like that. The power is in my hands.
Power is in your hands, Sherry. Absolutely.
With saying that, what does the customer of the future look like?
The customer of the future really is about looking at expectations. And what we're seeing is the expectations have increased over the years. You asked that question about the mother of three and, you know, 5, 10 years ago versus now. Whether it's the mother or whether it's the child, there's an expectation that it's faster. There's an expectation that you as a brand are aware of what my likes and dislikes are, and I don't have to tell you. There won't be any kind of patience for consumers to wait to retell their story if they do happen to call or chat. They want to make sure the person on the other line with that brand knows where that situation left off if there's an issue. And what's called multiple channel versus omnichannel. Omnichannel is if I chat one day and I call the next day and I email the other day, that whether the channel that I then go into, the person on the other end should know why I called and the rationale, and not for me to have to retell my story. So on the brand end of it, their technology is extremely important to be able to make sure that that happens for you as a consumer.
One last question for you. As far as there's Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, has there been a trend of one that's more popular than the other with consumers reaching out?
You know, I think it's a preference, really, at the end of the day. There's many more than the ones you mentioned as well. And it's influenced by friends. It's influenced by family. What we're finding with the brands is they support predominantly from a social media perspective, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. LinkedIn are a few that they support more predominantly from that perspective. And then again, I think with the sites having their own chat and even text, that's important as a channel as well.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for being here and really telling us the deep down and dirty about digital consumer care and how SoCap really does care and go above and beyond than what people probably even may know.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that, Sherry. And one thing I did forget to mention, as a SoCap member, you're able to take advantage of our framework, which helps the brands assess where they are with their consumer care department. And you as a consumer should care about that, because we've got some amazing brands out there who want to be better for you and make sure that you're having the best experience possible. And that's a commitment that a lot of our members have made to the consumers. And again, for 43 years, that's what's made our organization special and profound. So please visit the website, www.socap.org.
Brian, thank you so much for being here and for lending your expertise on digital consumer care and showing us how SoCap really cares about its consumers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining the Bistro. Be sure to join us same time next month. See you next time.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.